For more on the budget impasse, I'm joined by Congressman Joe Walsh. He's a freshman Republican from Illinois and a member of the House Tea Party Caucus. Congressman Walsh, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Great to be here.
There is still no deal. House Republicans holding out for $61 billion in cuts. Is there any middle ground for you?
Well, I hope so. I know that the Republicans again put another deal in front of the president and the Democrats this morning. I believe a one-week continuing resolution cutting $12 billion and agreeing to fund the military for the rest of the fiscal year. And again, unfortunately, it appears that the other side turned that down. So look, this is getting tiresome in that for 40-some days now, you know, Republicans have had deals and have had options that we put in front of the Senate. We just haven't gotten anything back in return.
Democrats, though, say that it's the Republicans who've been intransigent, that the numbers are just out of whack and unreasonable, that you are the side that's not compromising here.
Well, again, I would second that if they put anything back in front of us. I mean, remember, 44 days ago, we passed a continuing resolution that cut spending and funded government for the rest of the year. And all the Senate did was vote that down and did not come back at us with any alternative. We literally last Friday put that in front of the Senate again. And basically my mantra has been for the last 40 some days, give us a response. I think the president should be ashamed of himself. I think he's been AWOL in this entire debate. He's finally somewhat engaged now. But look, the Democrats are in denial. I think they want to shut this government down because their only hope is to paint the Republicans as the bad guys.
I'm curious about that, Congressman. You said in an interview with Time magazine, I came here, meaning to Washington, ready to go to war. The people didn't send me here to compromise. It sounds like you are just as intransigent as you're accusing the Democrats of being.
But again, it's cooperate but not compromise. We would love to sit down with them. And look, when we put forth $61 billion in cuts at about the same time that we set a world record in February with $225 billion that we added to the deficit, the biggest one-month total, we're going to run up about a $1.6 trillion deficit this year. For the Senate to not agree to $61 billion in cuts is mystifying to me. We keep putting things in front of them. Clearly, I won't take it back. The American people sent us here to be bold. I would just love to know what the other side has to say because they've been silent.
I'm curious how that amounts to compromise in your view. You're saying cooperate but don't compromise. You don't seem to be backing off the number that you put out at the outset, which is $61 billion in cuts.
I'd love to see a number, though, that they would put in front of us. Can I accept $61 billion or less than $61 billion in cuts? I sure hope not because, again, I feel like I was sent here to be pretty bold. But it's awful hard for me to even answer that kind of a question when the other side has basically, I'd say, not been serious or just not even responded. And again, the latest, John Boehner making, I think, a pretty good effort to say, let's keep this thing going for another week. Let's at least agree that we're going to fund the military. But come on, talk to us. And it just doesn't seem like we're getting anything.
Well, the deal that he's proposing, though, would also involve $12 billion in cuts just for this week, correct?
Absolutely. And again, if the President of the United States and the Democrats in the U.S. Senate want to shut this government down because they can't find $12 billion in cuts in a year when we're going to run up a $1.6 trillion deficit, boy, I'd hate to turn to the American people and say that's why we shut down the government.
But Congressman Walsh, both sides have been negotiating. The Republican and Democratic leadership have been sitting down and talking, and they were at the White House today. Why do you say the president doesn't take this seriously?
I think the president has sat on his hands for 40-some days. It appears that he's finally somewhat engaged this week. But to call his effort a serious effort in the last 40-some days is laughable. They have not been serious, and now the clock has ticked down. They've lost the substance of this argument. I think their only play is to somehow, you know, go down the road where they make the Republicans the bad guys. Does that mean there's a shutdown? Does that mean they want a shutdown? That may well be, because, again, they'll do their best then to make us seem like the big bad guys.
Congressman Walsh, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
That's Congressman Joe Walsh, freshman Republican from Illinois and a member of the House Tea Party Caucus.